And I'm going to ask Miss Tiffany if she would come on the line this Thursday morning and open us up with a word of prayer. Miss Tiffany, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Will you please open us up in prayer?
Vanessa's Tiffany, did you call me?
Yes, I did. Please open us up with a word of prayer.
Okay, I couldn't really hear. I apologize.
That's okay.
Let us bow in prayer. You can hear me, right?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Father God. We declare, Father God, right now that you are our Lord and our Savior, Father God. Father God, we just stand in agreement, Father God, in one accord, Father God, saying whatever is happening right now on these phone lines, Father God, we declare that your will be done. We declare that everyone who is attempting to get through, Father God, will be able to get through in the name of Jesus, Father God, for early in the morning, we rise, Father God. We rise to declare your lordship. We rise to get under the covering of the anointing and the early riser. And we come into agreement with the heavens to declare your Father God. We come this morning to seek you first in your kingdom, Father God, and your righteousness, Father God. And we know that everything else will be added unto us, Father God. We come, Father God, because you are our God, because you are the Alpha, because you are the Omega, because you the beginning, because you are the end, Father God, and we will not be defeated, Father God, for your word says that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper. So we claim the victory right now in the name of Jesus. I ask that you bless each household represented on these lines, Father God, and I pray, Father God, that we will not give up, that we will keep on pressing through, Father God. I thank you for the visionaries of this call, Father God, and I pray that you will continue to do a new thing in their lives, Father God. I pray right now for the speaker as they would come this day, Father God. And we give this day to you, Father God, and we promise, Father God, that your purpose and your plan will be fulfilled through each life here, Father God. So we give you the praise, we give you the honor, and we give you the glory, and we realize that we cannot do nothing without you. We love you, oh God, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name I pray, these and all things, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, woman of God, for that powerful prayer, for clearing the heavens and activating the atmosphere so that it makes the preaching and teaching easy of the Word of God. We're just excited this morning. We have just a few announcements, and we want to give the woman of God plenty of time to minister the Word of God. We are encouraging everyone, as we do each and every morning, to visit our website. And our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And you'll find an archive of all of our messages, our website, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we're asking you to give us a comment and let us know what you think and your prayer request, because it is our heart, our mission, our endeavor to lift up the name of Jesus and to lift up one another as an artist family. We're encouraging everyone to visit your back office so that you can know about all the promotions and all the meetings and activities that are going on. We had a powerful conference call last night, and a lot of new things are being rolled out. So we're encouraging you to go to your website, your back office, and learn and stay informed of all the exciting things that are happening in Artists International. I would now like to introduce our mouthpiece from heaven this morning. She's been with us several times before and always brings a rhema, prophetic, cutting-edge word. She hails from Raleigh, North Carolina. She's a wife, a mother, a friend, a minister, a mentor, a writer, and as she says in her biography, utmost a worshiper of God. Our speaker, Minister Lanika Scott, hails from Raleigh, North Carolina, and has been married to Greg Scott for 15 years and has literally six Yes, S-I-X, six beautiful daughters. And we are always humbled and honored when she takes time to be a part of our morning call. She is a platinum president with Artists International and is, I call, my geeky guru, my holy guru on the internet with Facebook, and just has a spirit that is just full of life and love for Jesus Christ. So at this time, I want to introduce to some, but present to others, our speaker for this morning, Minister Lanika Scott. Are you there, Miss Lanika?
Good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning, good morning. Speak just a little louder, and the floor is yours.
Okay, can you hear me loud and clear? I have my phone all the way up. We've been having problems even getting on our prayer line this morning, but can you hear me loud and clear?
Now I can. Great. Thank you. Take it away.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Thanks again to you, Pastor Vanessa and Pastor PK, for having me on your call this morning. And this morning, what God had put in my spirit yesterday when you asked me to even get on the call this morning was, it's recovery time. It's recovery time. So if you're taking notes on this morning, go ahead and write that down. Just grasp hold of that all down in your belly. It's recovery time. And when you begin to look at the word recovery, or shall I say recover, it means to cover again, to cover anew, to get back or regain something that has been lost, something that has been taken away. Even to make up for one or even make good of something. The definition also said to regain the strength, to regain the composure, or even to regain balance. And so on this morning, I don't know what you have lost in the past, what you have lost in the natural, in the realm of the spirit. But God is saying in this season that it is recovery time. And so what I want to do, I want us to go right on over to 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And I will be reading verse 1 all the way on down to verse 19, because you got to see what happened in this text. And I know that many of you have already read this text. You have probably had different pastors or teachers or leaders minister from this text. But God knows each time I hear this, it really blesses my soul, because God is still a God, and he is still in the restoration business. Hallelujah. And it came to pass, starting at verse 1, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and had smitten Ziklag and burnt it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went in their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until their had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken away. Ahim the Jezreelite and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. And sometimes, you know, you've got to encourage yourself in the Lord. When no one is there to encourage you, God said, I will give you strength. I will give you whatever you need to encourage yourself. And that is what David did. He encouraged himself in the Lord. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this truth? Shall I overtake them? And he answered, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He didn't say recover some, but he gave him direct instructions on what to do. So David went, and he and the 600 men were there with him, and they came to Brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, and he and 400 men, 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not even go over to the Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread. And did he eat? And they made him drink water. And they gave him a piece of cake of figs and 2 clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him. For he had eaten no bread, nor did he drink any water for 3 days and 3 nights. And David said to him, to whom belongest thou, and whence thou come? Who are you? Where you come from? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to a Amalekite, and my master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of the Sherite and upon the coast which belongs to Judah and upon the south of Caleb, and we burnt Ziklag with fire. And David said to him, can thou bring me down to this company? And he said, swear by me, my God, that thou would neither kill me nor deliver me in the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, there was spread abroad upon them, upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing because of all of the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight, even up to the even, to the next day. And there escaped not a man, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. David rescued his 2 wives, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, neither anything that had taken them away. David recovered all, not some, but all. Hallelujah, glory be to God. So on this morning, God just sent me through here just for a few minutes just to encourage you, saints of God, that it is recovery time. And see, even as we begin to think about some of the things that David had even encountered, you know, think about the grief that had stricken the land, the fact that his 2 wives had been taken from him, the fact that family members had been taken from him. No, it doesn't say this, but if you think about all of the women and even the young that were taken from him, I'm quite sure family members were in that number, taken from him. And it talks about the souls of the people who've been grieved because of the loss that they had just experienced. And when David went ahead and began to encourage himself in the Lord, then God began to give him instructions on what to do. And so we've got to take from this text and understand that when things of life begin to happen, when people begin to come against us, even the enemy begins to come against us, and things begin to get snatched from us, taken from us, right up underneath us, no matter where it is, then God would give you the strength to begin to encourage yourself. And even as David got the strength on that day, I believe even in this time, in this season, as many things have been stolen in times past, that this is yet another season where God is strengthening his people so that we can walk in an encouraged state, so that we don't walk around with our heads turned down low, so that we don't walk in depression, so that we don't walk in fear and doubt, so that we can hear clearly what God is even saying to us. And even as he begins to ask God, God, what would you have me to do? He inquired of the Lord. And so one of the things that I'm reminded of, even as a woman of God, and God has shown me this one day, sometimes we will just go through and through. We'll allow the enemy to come in our house and begin to steal things from us. But yet we forget to take just a little bit of time to say, God, what is this? What is this battle that I'm up against? How do I overcome this? God, could you give me instructions on what to do? And even as David began to inquire of the Lord about how to battle, what to do, God, what shall I do to overcome this? God began to download things in his hearing on what to do, and God began to tell him to pursue. You see, sometimes God will say, this girl is not the Lord. But sometimes when it's our stuff that the enemy has come in and taken, God will say, I want you to pursue. So for some of you that are on this phone this morning, God is speaking even by the Spirit of the Lord saying, yes, you need to pursue. I will give you the strength to pursue. I will give you the grace to run with this thing. I will give you the battle to fight. God even says this in his word and Psalm that he teaches your hands how to war and your fingers even to fight. He talks about us not being, that this is not a fleshly battle at times, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in high places, against spiritual wickedness. And he also says, behold, I'll give you power to tread upon scorpions and serpents and over all power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt or harm you. You see, right there, even as David went into the battle, he put his warfare clothes on, and he told all the men, y'all ready, get ready, we're going to go and take back our stuff. We're going to go get back that which has been rightfully mine. We're going to go and possess that which has rightfully been mine, that which has rightfully been granted and given into me. So on this morning, as you begin to think back, even over the courses of your life, over the course of the past month, over the course of the past year, 5 years, 10 years, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, or however long it's been, think back to what has been stolen. And on this morning, I believe that God just wanted to deposit some encouragement on the inside of your heart that you can do it. You see, God says in his word, I can do all things that strengthens me. He also said, greater is he that is on the inside of me than he that is in the world. So I don't care what test comes up against me. No devil in hell will be able to stand, allow me to lose my ground. And if I begin to lose my ground, then I believe that God is a God of the restoration. He is a God that believes in reestablishing. And he is a God that will allow us to enter into a state of recovery. So God, if it has been my prayer life, God, I believe that you're going to recover my prayer life, and I believe that you'll restore that back to me. What the enemy meant for bad, God will turn it around and have that thing work out for your good. For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor principalities, nor powers, will be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And on this morning, as you begin to reflect back, it may be your ministry, it may have been your marriage, it may have been even your assignment, even some of your children, even your bank account, whatever has been lost. It could have been a car repossession. It could have been even a house, even a husband, your spouse. It could have been your peace, your body, seeking your body, your health. It could have even been your praise or even your joy. Whatever has been lost, understand that God is a God of the reward. He is a God that will restore, and he is a God in this season that will allow you to walk through a recovery. Amen. And just like he gave David, he will also give you the strength. He will give you the grace. He will give you the tenacity, and he will also give you the instruction to recovery. One of the things that I want you to be reminded of on this morning, even as God began to give him instruction on what to do, even after David had inquired of the Lord, God also wants you also to know that there is a price of obedience that has to be paid. You see, one of the things that we can't do as people of God, we can't cast out what we are operating in. So in other words, if we are trusting God for our time of recovery, and yes, I do pray that everyone on this call is, we cannot act like what we're trying to cast out. And what I mean by that is we cannot operate in a spirit of lust and try to cast it out. We still got to make sure that we are walking in obedience unto the things of God, no matter what people have done. We cannot walk in rebellion and expect God to bless. So even as we take David's example, and as he began to inquire of the Lord, and God gave him specific instructions, I also personally believe on this morning, God will also have us know and understand that even in this season, in this time, when some of us, many of us, are being thrust into a place of restoration, and we're being thrust into a point where we will receive the recovery that has been due us, we've got to be mindful and reminded that we still have to walk in obedience for it. You see, the Bible declares that if you be willing and obedient, then you will eat the good of the Lamb. Amen. And so as you begin to think about this, and you think about the instructions that God has given you, think about areas also in your life that may not even be lining up, no matter what people have done. You know, this is one of the things that we talk about on our prayer call all the time. You know, we still got to be right, no matter what people have done. Our hearts still have to be pure before the Lord. And I do understand when there's a loss taken, just as David and all of the men in that land had even experienced, there is such a grief that will penetrate your heart, and sometimes that grief will be so unbearable, and sometimes that grief will cause you to operate contrary to who you know God to be. Sometimes that grief will cause you to get out of character. Sometimes that grief will allow your heart to become hardened, that heart to become bitter, that heart to become stale, the heart to just become just so much pain. You begin to tie yourself in. You begin to isolate yourself. You begin to separate yourself. You begin to close up and then go into a place by yourself. But how many of you know, too, even that, that is not God. So even in this time when God is releasing things from heaven that have our name on, things that are rightfully ours, understand, beloved, that you still have a requirement that is of you. You still have to walk in obedience. You have to be purity in heart so that nothing will be able to, nothing shall be able to hinder what God has for you. It is recovery time, saints of the Lord. I want you to begin to decree and declare out of your mouth what God has for you. It is for you. No devil in hell can be able to snatch away what he has for you. And sometimes you've got to get into a posture, and you got to just draw the line in the spirit and say, from hell or even high water, I'm going to take my stance. I'm going to take my ground. I am going to stay in position, and I'm going to fight for everything that I know is rightfully mine, and even for the things that have been lost in the past, the things that have been lost in time, I am going to get back. And even as I begin to look at the word recover, it also means a new. So it means some of the things that I have in the past that I want to get back, I will even get back that and also greater. You see, in Isaiah 61, it begins to talk about for shame, ye shall have double. So on this morning, I believe God just brought me back here just to encourage people on today that it is recovery time. Beloved, be encouraged. You stay in a place of obedience, a place of yieldedness. You stay in a position. And if you've not done what David did, and that was this, get quiet and begin to inquire of the Lord. God, why am I in this place? God, why did this happen to me? Why was that taken from me? That I believe that God will give you specific instructions. And if he tells you this battle is not mine, this battle is the Lord, then you stand and you take that place. But if he tells you to pursue, and I will give you the strength to recover all, then you pursue. You see, sometimes in this life, God will have us all at different places in our walks with him. We still got to hear him clearly about what he is saying for us, even on an individual basis. But I believe that God is wanting you to be encouraged on this morning. He is wanting you to be strengthened on this morning and let you know that there are things that are rightfully yours that has been taken. And he will give you everything that you need to do to go in, possess, position yourself, snatch back what has been stolen, and also regain ground so that other blessings can come. Again, it's recovery time. Go get your stuff. Things that have been missed, things that have been lost, things that have been stolen, places in the spirit realm that has been stolen, ministry assignments that has been stolen. Because, you see, it's not just all about things that have been done in the natural, but also things that have been done in the spirit. Anointings that have been snatched because of ignorance. Destiny that has been snatched because of disobedience. Places, new territories, new dimensions, new levels, and new grounds that has been lost because of not knowing. Go and get what is rightfully yours. It is recovery time. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Thank you so much, Pastor PK and Pastor Vanessa, for allowing me to share this morning.
Awesome, awesome, awesome word. I tell you, the devil has been fighting many of us, and I thank God you just kept on ministering. While you were ministering, half the people got knocked off the call and have been fighting to get back on because they wanted that word, but we praise God. The recording never stopped, so you'll be able to go to our website or for today. The callback number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and it'll have this powerful word on the line about recovering all. And I just thank God for you, Minister Lanika. I thank God for your fire, your heart for the Lord, that rich rhema word about recovering it all, because just like the enemy tried to come in this morning, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we bless the God in you and just thank you for being willing and being available. Do you want to tell anybody about where they can find you, about, you know, what you're doing? We'd love to let people know where they can get in touch with Minister Lanika.
All right, thank you so much. God knows, you know, I have so many websites out there, but one of the ones that we, my husband and I, do have together is destinybuildersinc.com, www.destinybuildersinc.com, and then, you know, if you Google my name, you'll find me out there, and that's Lanika Scott, L-E-N-I-K-A Scott, and, you know, I'm getting so many text messages as well, not being able to hear. You know, today, this morning, we had our prayer line, and it took me 20 minutes just to get on the line, but what the enemy meant for bad, God was turning around for good, and we just got to believe that there's something working out, and if he's fighting that much, then there's something in it for us. Amen.
Amen. And thank you for that encouraging word, because we don't want to lose our joy this morning, because I know many of you all were very, very frustrated with not being able to get in on the line. But God is faithful. So thank you so much, Minister Lanika. I'm trying to see. I don't see. Yes, I do. I see Kathy has made it back on the line. Kathy, can you hear me? Minister Kathy. Okay, I see her number on the board. Not sure, because everybody's fighting for our lives. Lanika, I'm going to go on and ask you to close us out with the word of prayer. We just got one prayer request of May. Is in Memphis, Nashville area, where, you know, the weather has been horrendous, and I think you experienced some of that too. She prayed for traveling mercies. We have many who have been battling cancer and just sickness, and we always like to end our calls with a benediction, but also a prayer covering for the people. So if you would just close us out in a word of prayer, we greatly appreciate it.
Okay.
Lanika,
before
you start, this is Dr. PK Roberts. I have fought to get on the call from the very beginning, and just now getting on, really. And I thank you so very much for agreeing to come on. And I say to those who have been texting me, I can't get on, the line is busy, I don't know what's going on, to just know that something is going on in the spiritual realm, and
yes,
that because of that, we are going to have to continue to fight. We can't just ever give up, just ever quit. And so today, I just encourage each of you to contact 2 to 5 people and say, get on the master's call in the morning And whatever it takes, just keep trying to get on until you get on. You all, God knows something is going on that is good for us, and the devil knows it. So we want to just go forth and push forth and just make it happen. Dr. Vanessa, thank you so very much for just doing what you do, and that is you persist. And so we thank God for each of you. I just wanted you to know that is no joke, because my husband and I have been trying all these phones we have. And so we thank God for you persisting and just really working hard. It has been a fight this morning. So thank you so very much for your word, and just bless us as we go today. Thank you.
Amen. So good to hear your voice, and I just ditto that, because it has been recorded. So that's the good news for all of you. All have been trying to get on the line. It was recording the entire call, so you can always go to our website and get the call. And Ms. Lenica, if you would go on and close us out.
Okay. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the word that's come forth, and even for the people that were not able to hear, God. We pray when they do, Lord, that the spirits would be ready to receive, God. We thank you, God, for the restoration. We thank you, God, for another season that we're even in, another season of harvest. And God, even we just pray right now, even for the prayer requests that have been submitted. God, we pray, Lord, for healing, even over the sick bodies, God, and even for the people that are in Memphis, God. We thank you right now for travel and mercy for those that will be even out there traveling. And God, as we even go about our day, we ask that you'll continue to protect us. We pray Psalm 91 over us all and over your people, God, and that we ask that you'll continue, God, to give us the strength and the grace that we need to walk the way that you will have us to walk. For it is in Jesus' name we submit and we release this prayer unto you by faith. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. We encourage each of you all to go out from this master's call, do the work and the call of the master on your life, being his ministers in the marketplace. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and myself, Pastor Vanessa, and thank you so much, Minister Lenica, for that awesome word. Minister Tiffany, for opening us up in prayer. Go out and have a great, blessed day. Bye-bye.